BBC Learning English.
Whenever you're feeling tired of the city, what do you do?
Go for a cycle ride?
No.
Go for a holiday?
No, nothing as expensive as that.
I can't guess.
Have you ever been on a picnic?
Of course I have. I love them. 您可能已经猜到了，没错，这就是我们今天节目的话题，野餐。
And not just any old picnics either.
Not just any old. 这个短语呢，可以用在当你提到什么新的或者是特别的东西的时候。比方说，今天我们要谈到的野餐可不是一般的野餐 ，not any old picnic， 而是特别的野餐。至于有什么特别的地方 ，John 会为你解释。
Yes, we're talking about some very special picnics which happened in the past. Now, you might be familiar with some of the classic British works of literature by Jane Austen.
Yes, I know them.
Well, in them were many picnics, always in perfect weather and always in an idyllic location.
宜人的天气以及田园牧歌般的地方 idyllic.你在简奥斯汀小说里边读到的野餐往往都会是盛大的活动 They were lavish.
Okay, well, we thought we should find out what went into these historic picnics.
这个短语 what went in, 它的意思呢就是组成部分。比如说我们在讲的是这样的野餐是由哪些部分组成的 what they consisted of, 或者说 what went into them.
But let's start with some history. When did the idea of picnics begin?When did picnicking begin? We spoke to our expert, Deirdre LeFay, who's a Jane Austen scholar.
The idea of picnicking, I think it's all part of the English doggedly trying to enjoy themselves despite the weather. It was a small way of having a holiday, perhaps, because travel was still very, very uncomfortable. So a picnic, we would go perhaps 8 miles out and 8 miles back, and you'd do that in a day and it wouldn't overtax your horses. It was just some way of getting away from your own little village or whatever. And I mean, even if you live in a dirty, great, stately home, I expect you get pretty tired of being in the same place day in, day out, year after year.
So going on a picnic or picnicking was a way of having a small holiday in Jane Austen's time.
Yes, these were day trips.
一日游 day trips.短假期 small holidays. And why did they want to take those short holidays, John?
Well, it was a way of getting away from your small village, or if you lived in a stately home, it was a means of escape.
As travel was difficult during the time of Jane Austen, people used to go on picnics in order to escape from the small villages, 小村庄 and stately homes, 大宅院。
Yes, Deirdre said there that people must have got pretty tired living in the same place, day in, day out, year after year.
Day in, day out, 日日夜夜 year after year, 年复一年。
So a picnic was a nice way of spending a day, and it wouldn't tire out your horses. It wouldn't make them tired.
Of course. Everyone during Jane Austen's time travelled by horse or by coach and horses. 人们骑马或者是坐马车旅行。
BBC Learning English.
We've been talking about picnics during the time of the classic British writer Jane Austen. So far, though, we haven't talked about the type of food that was taken on a picnic in one of Jane Austen's novels.
Oh, yeah, the most important bit, the type of food. 食物种类。在这种现在看起来有些过时的野餐里边，他们都会吃一些什么样的东西呢？
What did they eat? Well, one of the things they ate was...Pigeon pie.
Pigeon, 鸽子，在这里呢指的是斑鸠，用斑鸠肉做的馅饼 Pigeon pie. 我自己呢对斑鸠馅饼就没什么感觉，但这可是奥斯汀小说里的人物吃过的。让我们听听看这种斑鸠馅饼是怎么做的。
Yes, how did they make it? How did they make pigeon pie? We asked Hetty Ellis, who's a food writer, to have a go at making pigeon pie.
让我们走进美食作家 Hetty Ellis 的厨房，听听她是怎么说做这种馅饼的。
Now, making a pigeon pie. I've never cooked pigeons before. And that in a way is quite strange because pigeons, they're everywhere. Everywhere.
But not the kind you want to eat.
Not the kind you want to eat in London, but wood pigeons are about, I don't know, 20 million in the country or something. They're the equivalent, flying equivalent of rabbits before myxomatosis. And yet, here I am, I'm living in the countryside and I never cook them. So looking at this has made me go out and I went to the butcher. He sometimes has them in the window. And he cut the breasts off the carcasses. They're lovely little nuggets, the breasts, they're beautiful.
Doesn't sound too bad. 说不定斑鸠馅饼的味道也不错。Hattie 说那种斑鸠在英国到处都是。They are everywhere. 差不多有2000万只斑鸠。20 million wood pigeons.
Hattie said that pigeons are the flying equivalent of rabbits.
在英国呀、啊、到处都是兔子就像斑鸠一样。所以说斑鸠就像兔子。They equivalent, 或者说会飞的兔子。
And the pigeons are the flying equivalent of rabbits before myxomatosis.
What is myxomatosis, John?
Now, that was a terrible disease that affected millions of rabbits in the UK. Many died because of myxomatosis.
That's sad. 这种粘液瘤 myxomatosis 是一种在英国曾经杀死了大量兔子的恐怖疾病。现在英国鸽子的数量就相当于粘液瘤爆发之前兔子在英国的数量。
Hattie says that although pigeons are everywhere in the British countryside, she never makes pigeon pie.
好的，接下来让我们看一看做这种馅饼还需要什么其他的原料。What are the ingredients?
This is a very kind of packed pie, this, because it's got the pigeons, it's got hard-boiled eggs in it. Not quite sure about hard-boiled eggs. I'm putting them in because they're in the recipe and it's traditional, but I think the sort of slight traumatic memory of those kind of...rubbery hard things in the middle of ham pies. But anyway, there, as well as in that pie, there's rump steak. I'm going to saute some shallots and some mushrooms and butter. They're going to go in. And then the pigeon and our lovely, delicious gravy.
Hi, John. There are a lot of ingredients in that pie. 接下来我们为大家一一做介绍好吗?
Okay, well, Hattie said the pie was packed.It was full of ingredients. It had hard-boiled eggs in it.
水煮的鸡蛋。
And she said that she'd had a slight traumatic memory of those kind of rubbery things in the middle of ham pies.
Yeah, 我知道了。Hattie 说对此在她小的时候她对这种煮鸡蛋呢有一点恐怖的记忆。A slight traumatic memory. 她说这种鸡蛋吃起来就像是橡胶 rubbery.
Also in the pie is rump steak.
牛臀部的牛排。
And some shallots and mushrooms have to be sautéed in butter.
They have to be sautéed. 煎炒。蘑菇, the mushrooms, and the shallots, 葱,需要轻微的煎一下。
BBC Learning English.
Okay, what else went into one of these lovely picnics? We asked Deirdre LeFay again. Listen out for words like cold, portable, non-spillable, cold meat, cold lamb and bread rolls.
For the food, of course, it would have to be anything that was cold and portable and non-spillable. And there is reference to pigeon pies, going to form part of the menu, and also cold meat, cold lamb.There wouldn't have been, I guess, so much in the way of vegetables. Fruit, probably, seasonal fruit. But I imagine it would have been mostly meat, eaten with various kinds of bread rolls or whatever.
水果 fruit 和肉 meat, 感觉应该是这种野餐当中的主角。
Okay, these picnics sound delightful, don't they? Pigeon pie, fruit, meat, bread rolls, quite a simple range of things to eat, but quite filling.
这些东西啊都挺饱人的。They were filling.
Indeed they were. And before we go, let's look at some of the words we've been using today. We've been talking about picnics and picnicking.
野餐和去野餐。
Jane Austen's picnics took place in idyllic surroundings and in perfect weather.
田园牧歌般的地方以及宜人的天气。
We heard how they were lavish.
丰盛的盛大的。
It gave you the ingredients for pigeon pie.
斑鸠馅饼的组成成分，美味可口。
And if you remember, Hetty said she would sauté some mushrooms and shallots with the other ingredients for the pie.
她会炒一些蔬菜。She would sauté them. 换个说法，就是说她会把它们稍微的煎一下。
Our expert Deirdre said that picnics were a way for the British to doggedly show how they enjoyed themselves.
他们非常固执地追求让自己快乐。
We heard how many pigeons there are in Britain. There are millions, just like the number of rabbits that there were before a terrible disease wiped out so many of them.
一种可怕的疾病几乎把英国的兔子灭绝了。They were wiped out.
And the other part of one of these historic picnics consisted of things that were cold, portable, and non-spillable.
这些食物一般来讲都是凉的，轻便好拿的，还有就是不容易露出汤汤水水的。
Not so many vegetables, but lots of fruit.
有很多的水果，但是没有什么蔬菜。
Well, that's it for now. But if you want more help with your English, then log on to our website, which is www.bbcchina.com.cn.
请登录 www.bbcchina.com.cn, 然后点击 Learning English.
Or why not email us at chinaelt@bbc.co.uk.
Yes, indeed. 请给我们写信到 chinaelt@bbc.co.uk.
We're always happy to hear from you. Join us next time. From all of us here, bye-bye for now.
再见。
Now, here's the pie. Open the oven. It does smell wonderful. What does it look like?
Let's have a look. Oh, that is beautiful. That is a real hay presto dish. I mean, if you put that on the table...I think you'd want there to be a bit of quiet.
BBC Learning English.